Well, a terrible day for the country, terrible day for the city of Las Vegas. Police and authorities were busy updating the press on casualties and new information about the investigation. Hospitals and doctors continue to work tirelessly to tend to the wounded. Over 500. It's 527, I think, was the last count. Jeez. An uplifting story that residents of the city of Las Vegas waited up to 5 hours or more to give blood. Joining me on the line, an old friend, Carrie Kaufman, no relation, host producer of the show State of Nevada and KNPR in Vegas. The Vegas native spent a big part of her career here, where she was the editor of Perform Inc., and she's back in her town being a producer host for State of Nevada. Carrie Kaufman, welcome to The Download.
Hello, Justin Kaufman. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's great to talk to you. We rarely see each other on Facebook, and I've always congrats on your job. I hate to talk to you under these circumstances. Talk about today for you as a producer and a host on the show, and being someone who covers Las Vegas on a daily, talk about what this day has been like for you and your colleagues.
It's actually been kind of strangely focused. And purposeful. For us, I found out about it when I woke up this morning, immediately was like, oh, I got to go to work. And then the texts started flying from other people who had just woken up and found out about it. And once we got in there, we already had our assignments, go out and report on this. It was a really nice team effort. And it felt really good to be working with people who are really professionals.
For you guys, when you're covering your city and you know it, and you know that area, you know Mandalay Bay, and you know up by the airport, and of course the grounds where the performance was, I mean, how does that help you when the whole country is trying to understand what happened in one particular area of the city?
Well, it helps us because we know it helps us more because we know the people who are speaking and who are making the decisions and giving us updates. And so we have our resources, so we can get a hold of the people because we've been talking to them all year. That's the main thing. We know where Mandalay Bay is. We know where this concert was. There are other concerts that were in town. Life is Beautiful was just in town this past weekend. There are reports, although the sheriff would not confirm them today, that the shooter was casing Life is Beautiful over the weekend. Where a number of, which attracts, I think, kind of a younger crowd, kind of a teenage crowd, more than this one does, although I do know a number of teenagers who have been shot seeing this concert last night.
For you guys, I mean, the big story, of course, in Las Vegas, the aftermath is the hospitals. And you know, listening to one of the hospital administrators on the line on NPR, where they talked about when you had the woman who ran people over on the Strip a couple years ago, 17 or 18 people were brought into the ER. In this case, to have this many people coming into the hospitals, it's not just unprecedented, it's unthinkable. They just don't have the resources to work on so many wounded at one time.
Right. People were in the hallways. People were being tended to in the parking lots if they didn't have life-threatening injuries. I saw social media from one nurse at a hospital who said that over 200 people had come in, and it was the most horrific thing she had ever seen. And they were just doing their best. They called doctors in from out of town to come help. Every surgeon, every plastic surgeon in this town was performing some sort of surgery. You know, they just brought everybody in. If you know how to do surgery, come on in and do this.
You know, when we talk about the demographic of people at the concert, and this has been talked about a little bit on the national media, but did the concert draw from the Nevada area? Was it tourism? Like, how does it sort of break down locally on who was at this Jason Aldean concert?
Well, you know what? I can't give you like numbers, percentages.
No, yeah.
I'm sure a fair number of people were from out of town. This was a big, festival, multi-day festival that people came here for. But there are a lot of people in Las Vegas who enjoy these various festivals and concerts and what have you, who live here. It's one of the perks of living here. And, you know, my kids know some people who were there. They know people who were shot and who are in the hospital now. We know people who go to these concerts on the Strip all the time, and go to things like the hockey arena is right there on the Strip. Mm. So people here in Vegas, you know, we enjoy stuff. And I would say there's a decent percent of people who are locals who are there.
Gary, when you, being someone who covers Las Vegas locally and you know, have this happen, it's such a mass tragedy that takes on an international, you know, it's an international news story, it becomes covered from all over the world. When you turn on the television set and watch how the nation is covering this story, are they accurate? I mean, are people getting the story?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
I have no idea. I have not had a chance to watch TV.
There you go.
It's been that kind of go day.
Or any of the news, but I understand what you mean, yeah.
I've seen some stuff on Facebook, but it's mostly been people who are here in Las Vegas kind of checking in, sharing information with each other, what have you. I have not watched TV. So I just saw something about the BBC covered this really well, and I was like, wow, I wonder how they covered it. I haven't gotten a chance to even listen or look.
What is, from your vantage point as a producer at KNPR, what kind of stories are you looking for at this point? I mean, with so much news coverage on this tragedy, what are the things that are important to the people of the city of Las Vegas?
Well, the first thing is we wanted to get out the facts, right? We wanted to get out where you can go if you're looking for your loved ones. And we were able to send people there. There was, at the beginning, there was this call for blood donations. And I think you just said this earlier, people were around the block at blood donation centers until the blood centers had to take appointments. You can't really give blood now until next week, which is great. We wanted to be able to tell people not to come to the hospital to visit their loved ones because their friends, because the hospital was probably inundated and only letting immediate family in. So we just needed to get the facts out to people. There's also been a 521 a GoFundMe page,
right,
set up so that we can pay for people to come in to see their loved ones, so that we can pay for some of these funerals and help people out after they've been injured. And over $1 million has been donated thus far in one day. So we're trying to get those things out and just kind of get basic facts out, like, you know, how many weapons he had and what did they find in his house in Mesquite, and what are they finding in his house in Reno, and who this guy was, and, you know, those kinds of basic things that most journalists are looking for.
How's Las Vegas tonight? I mean, as you know, Sam Panayotovich, who's one of our guys, is in Vegas, and he talked about this morning, you know, there was no activity on the Strip. Where are we with a town that never sleeps in the wake or after, in the aftermath of this tragedy?
You know, I can't tell you what the tourists are feeling, but I can tell you that the locals are feeling pretty close to one another. It becomes a really tight-knit community when something goes wrong. And it's a pretty big community here. There's 2 million people who live here permanently. And so we're feeling kind of deflated. We're feeling incredibly sad, but we're also feeling like we have people that we can talk to. We have a community here that we kind of revel in. So that's the silver lining on this.
Yeah. Kerry Kaufman, the former Chicagoan who worked here in town for a long time now, a host producer at KNPR in Las Vegas with the show State of Nevada. Kerry, thanks so much for checking in with us and letting us here in Chicago know a little bit more about what's happening in Las Vegas. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Justin.